Warriors sound at the Rakuten Performance Center here on the eve of Game 1 of the first round. Warriors and Spurs set to do battle at noon on Saturday at Oracle Arena. And we're back at it, and it's coming sooner than any other playoff series as we talk with Warriors broadcaster Jim Barnett. And this series, the Spurs, they always pose challenges. What are the challenges this year that the Warriors are going to be facing early on here in this series?
Well, first of all, Lawrence, that's a very good question, because there are going to be surprises. There always are surprises. And you cannot assume anything. And when you've got a Greg Popovich coach team, San Antonio, who's been to the playoffs now 21 straight years, they know who the Warriors are, and they know how to put themselves in the best position to give them a chance to win. Obviously, both teams are without star players. Kawhi Leonard, not with San Antonio. The Warriors are without Stephen Curry, but they still have three other All-Stars. But for the Warriors, they've just got to play better than they did the last two, 3 weeks of the season. After they got everybody back and healthy, they were a little out of sync, particularly at the defensive end. And that's where I think the Warriors have to really express themselves at the defensive end. They can't think about, we're going to outscore the other team. Yes, they have more firepower, but you have to remember, San Antonio is a terrific defensive team. They're the fourth-rated defensive team in the league. And their pace is really, really slow, next to last in the league. So they want to play half court. They want to slow you down. And they will do that if the Warriors have to take the ball out of their opponent's basket all the time and don't play defense and let them score after using up 23 of the 24 seconds on the shot clock, because you're not going to be running if the other team is scoring. And so I think defense is paramount in this series, and paramount in game one to get them off to a good start.
We always talk about X factors, and instead of looking at Warriors X factors, because we know they'll come in with the energy, and this is the championship team that's coming in to defend its title, but X factors for the Spurs, in my mind, I would say a Danny Green or a Patty Mills. You may concur, but what do you consider to be the guys that the Warriors really need to keep tabs on here?
Well, they know who LaMarcus Aldridge is. He had a great year this year, his third year with the Spurs, and he averaged 23 points a game, but against the Warriors, he averaged 27. Now, the Warriors won three of those games, but he's a difficult offensive player for everyone to defend. And Draymond, he's a little big for Draymond. There are certain people that, you know, Draymond can defend. But LaMarcus, he loves to get up on that low block, and he goes inside. He takes a fadeaway jump shot. He's just difficult. So he's going to get his points. So the Warriors are going to have to decide, are we going to let him get his points and try to shut down everybody else? Are we going to double team him and have him pass out? And I agree with you. There are players like Rudy Gay, like Danny Green, that can shoot threes, and all of a sudden they get hot. Patty Mills is, I think, their best three-point shooter, and he's not afraid of the moment. So if they have a good three-point shooting game and Marcus is going to get his 25, the Warriors could be in trouble. And so they've got to decide how they're going to plan that, and they've got to keep those peripheral players out of the big scoring column. If two other players besides LaMarcus Aldridge have big games, the Warriors are going to be in trouble. And so that's why I think defense is the number one thing that the Warriors have to really concentrate on to start this series.
You know, I'm curious to see how their energy guys like Jonte Murray affect the game, and what the strategy that Greg Popovich brings to the early part of this series, because you see a team that's going to have to come in with some sort of strategy, and Greg Popovich is going to have to work his magic. If there were a strategy to employ, if you're Greg Popovich, what is that?
Well, they can double team now without Stephen Curry on the floor. So the Warriors are without Stephen Curry. They can double team, make it tough to get the ball to. They can take it out of Kevin Durant's hands. He's going to put it in his hands. They'll probably lay off Draymond Green. Draymond Green handles the ball a lot, and so they're going to tease him to shoot threes and entice him to do that, and hope that he's not hitting his threes because they play the percentages. And so they're going to concentrate on Kevin Durant. When he has the ball, I think double teaming, they're going to blitz him. As I say, Klay Thompson is more effective when the Warriors can get out and run. So if they can slow the game down and score and keep it in a low scoring game, that means the Warriors aren't going to be running, and that takes care of Klay a lot. Obviously, those are the two players they're going to concentrate on, is Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson. But when Greg Popovich has an opponent, he knows everything about that team. He knows everything about the coaching strategy. He knows everything about their offense. He knows everything about each player, their strengths and their weaknesses. And he's going to try to exploit that. And he's going to get his players to be tough. And I don't. They're not going to play with emotion. This is. They're not that type of team. Even Kawhi Leonard, he's very stoic, if you will, and he's not with them, and I don't expect to see him. That's a strange scenario. Time maybe for another topic sometime to even try to get into that. But they just are a matter of fact business. That's what it's all about with them, and Popovich keeps them focused very well.
Well, let's see how that Kawhi Leonard situation unfolds during this series, and let's keep these conversations going. It's all coming early, noon on a Saturday at Oracle Arena, Warriors Spurs Game 1 with Warriors broadcaster Jim Barnett. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.